Well, here to educate us about not one, but several hurricanes is Ray Stajic, meteorologist for the Weather Channel. Ray, good morning. Welcome back. How are you?
Oh, well, I'm doing okay. I'm cutting bleeding, but on my feet.
Where are you, Ray? Are you home, right?
You're not. No. I went from TV, now jumped into the radio booth, so double duty today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate it.
No problem. There's
more than one hurricane. Let's start with Hurricane Irma. Irma, now we have evacuation orders along the Georgia coast now, Savannah and other areas along the Georgia coast. Do you see this moving up the coast, or is this going to go where I saw, into Tennessee?
Looks like now goes into Tennessee, and I was trying to emphasize this the other day when, if you go back to Monday or Tuesday, we had a forecast track that looks very similar to what we have now, basically going into South Florida as potentially Category 4 storm, maybe even a Cat 5, sometime late Saturday, early Sunday, just southwest of Miami, and then going right up the gut of Florida, cutting it in half longitudinally, that's north to south, and then making a turn toward the northwest, going through Georgia and maybe settling somewhere in the Tennessee Valley with heavy rain and possibly tropical storm force winds. But it'll depend on how quickly it weakens, because we may still have a hurricane going through North Florida and South Georgia as we look ahead toward early next week. And tropical storm force winds may be reaching as far north as a line from maybe Atlanta toward Greenville in South Carolina and Georgia, respectively. So with that track, most of the strongest winds would stay off the east side of Florida, the east coast, and out of southeast Georgia, Tybee Island, down towards St. Simons, and in places like Hilton Head, Myrtle Beach, and on the South Carolina coast, where I think they started issuing some voluntary evacuations in parts of South Carolina. So that was yesterday when the track was a little further east, but still they could have some water rise there and some big waves. So that's why they've evacuated those areas.
Ray, with a storm like this, these are all bad scenarios, but yep. I wonder, you know, often when hurricanes make landfall, they begin to weaken, they lose strength. And would you rather have Irma hit dead in the middle of the state and start riding up the state, or ride the coastline?
All right, if I have to pick one, yeah. I do. If it has to make landfall, let it do what it's doing now. And as much as you hate to say that, because then it stays over land longer and you have less real estate and you have less people affected by hurricane force winds and high surge. What you don't want is that center to stay out over open water. So if it stays off to the east and stays out over open water in the Atlantic, which is still a possibility, that's all still in the cone, you're going to see continuing with a current strength or a slower weakening as it moves north. And conversely, the eastern Gulf of Mexico is still on the left side of the National Hurricane Center's cone. So if it stays to the west, which the European model was doing yesterday, one of the more reliable hurricane models, you know, if it does stay there and goes up the west coast of Florida, Tampa's now in play. The Big Bend area, you're talking about the panhandle and maybe more significant impacts there. So as terrible as it sounds, if you have to pick one,
yeah,
you'd want it to come on land and stay on land and not stay out over open water. I don't think there's any chance. There's no solution right now that says it's turning away. The bottom line is it's coming.
Now, there are other hurricanes out there as well. Who else is out there?
Well, we've got Katia. That is in the Bay of Campeche, and that is actually a hurricane that's a little bit stronger. Winds now at 90 miles per hour. That's forecast to head into Mexico, so no threat to the U.S. mainland. So certainly for folks in East Texas, last week at this point, it did look like maybe they'd see some impacts from a storm, but that's not going to happen. And then, believe it or not, Jose is now a major hurricane with 125 miles per hour maximum sustained winds. Listen to where the hurricane watches are in effect for, and see if these islands sound familiar. Antigua, Barbuda, Anguilla, St. Martin, St. Bartholomew, I don't know how to say that, so excuse myself. And then tropical storm warnings, Antigua, Barbuda. These are islands that were hit by Irma.
Oh, this is so sad. Well, Ray, I get the funny feeling we're going to be speaking to you a lot over the coming weeks.
Well, this is where, I mean,
seems like it.
This is where your job becomes really important, and thanks for keeping people informed,
right.
Ray.
Appreciate
right,
it.
Yep.